Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Ricky, Pam, and I are getting ready to talk about those little things down at Walt Disney World that make a huge difference in our overall vacation experience. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. I'm sure you've heard by now, but the 2018 Walt Disney World vacation packages are now available for booking. So if you want to get one of those hard-to-get resort categories, or just be an early bird and get in on the action so that you have your 2018 trip officially on the books, now's the time to do that. And really, because you're getting an increased booking bonus when you book before July 20th with the Magic for Less. You're going to get bigger Disney gift cards with qualifying packages. And of course, you're getting the best price possible and the expertise of the professionals over at the Magic for Less. So just drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I are going to be planning that perfect 2018 Walt Disney World vacation. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1191 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Man, I'm so excited because we're getting ready to get on that plane on Monday, head down to Walt Disney World. This is going to be the longest weekend, but it's also going to be the most exciting because I just love this time where you're right in front of your Disney trip. You've been looking forward to it for, seems like forever. We've all been there. You guys know that I'm preaching to the choir right here. It's that feeling that I will get no sleep now until I really need it, and then I still won't be able to get sleep because I'm just so excited to get back to my favorite place. But we appreciate you downloading the show, and we're going to talk some Disney with you and talk about some of the things we're really looking forward to head down to Walt Disney World and sailing on the Disney Fantasy as well. But first, before I introduce the ladies, I want to remind you that we have a great event. It's become an annual tradition. The best thing I think that we do here on the Be Our Guest podcast, it's the 12-hour live show that we bring to you each and every summer. And we've raised, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for the great folks at Give Kids the World over the past few years, all because of your generosity. You guys create things. We auction them off. You just donate money to the village. You guys share your talents, share your volunteer time at the village. You guys are amazing, each and every one of you. And it's time. All lizards, get ready, because we're going to be asking. I know Mike Bankhead's getting ready to hit everybody up. And we really want that that donation this year because we got so many lizards. And all of our other listeners as well. We're going to come together as a family. We have a date, July 30th. July 30th. So as soon as we get back from the cruise, we're going to be going 12 hours live. We're going to have video this year. We're going to be taking your calls. Everything looks like it's lined up. We got that all fixed from last year. We're going to have guests from around the Disney community. But this year, we're going to focus more on taking your calls and speaking with you guys, kind of in the old, monthly live shows that we used to do on Sunday nights. We love taking those calls and just seeing what you want to talk about. It'll be interactive on Facebook with the video and the comments. I mean, it's going to be just a crazy, crazy fast 12 hours. I hope it's a fast 12 hours. I hope it doesn't seem long. It's 12 hours either way, but it's going to be a blast. So please do start sharing this on your social media. Let everybody know, because we need to get the word out ASAP, July 30th. What time do we say, Pam? Did we decide on a time? I know it's
obviously 12 hours. Yeah, we said 9:30 to 9:30,
didn't we?
No,
9 to 9.
Okay, there we go. So yeah, this is how we plan.
Because we're getting older.
That's it. That's it. We got to get to bed. So it's 9 to 9 Eastern. So it's on a Sunday. It's on a Sunday, July 30th.
It's on a Sunday.
So if you're heading to church, you can, you know, maybe tune in, as you know, before you go to church, and then, you know, pick us up after services or, you know, whatever. Be with us the whole 12 hours. But we're going to be, you know, having breakfast with you, lunch and dinner, and into the evening. So please do get the word out wherever you go on social media. July 30th, we're going to try to raise $17,000. That's our initial goal, $17,000 in 2017 for Give Kids the World. If we exceed that, that would be amazing. But it'd be amazing just to hit $17,000, because that money goes to the best cause ever, which is bringing happiness to families that need it so desperately. So can't wait for that. But right now, we got to talk some Disney. So joining me from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. And Ricky, I know this is your baby. I just, again, want to thank you for all the work you put into this every year, because we could not do this. This is your thing. So thank you in advance for sharing your talents with the 12-hour live show.
Absolutely. And I'm going to put it out there. You know, we are going to have the auction again this year. I think it went really well last year as our test run. I've already had people contacting me about, hey, I have this in mind for the, you know, 12-hour live show. So if you have something that you are, you know, you crafted something or, you know, whatever that you want to donate to the 12-hour live show, email me, Ricky@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And I'll, you know, give you some information. We'll kind of talk about, you know, how we're going to do it. You know, you can send it to, you know, me, or we can send it to, the person, you know, directly, you know, however we want to work it out. I will need photographs if you, you know, of whatever it is, either way. So make sure, you know, if you're going to keep it, make sure you send me, you know, send it off. Make sure you send me photographs and stuff like that. If you've contacted me also throughout the year and you said, hey, I want to donate this for the live show, please remind me, because I have a terrible memory. So now would be the time to tell me, hey, remember that time I emailed you and said I wanted to donate this? Now is the time to do that. So, but if you've got something, please let me know. We're going to have the auction. I've been collecting things throughout the year that I think are pretty awesome too. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great year for the auction. So if you've got some items, please let me know. Thank you.
Also too, don't forget, you know, we want everybody to sign up for the Ship to Shore 5Ks, the 2 5Ks. You get a great medal, and that's still available at our Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. The more the merrier. That's an awesome way to support the village. You get a memento, you get the medal, and it's just, it's a great thing, because you get there, do 2 5Ks with the family, by yourself, whatever it takes. And, you know, you're getting yourself moving. You feel better when you do that. You should have a good feeling in your heart that you're supporting the families that give kids the world. You have something to remember it by. So please do. Let's sign up for that. Let's get everybody that listens to the show. And I know that's a ton of people. Let's get a lot of folks signed up. And let's do that this weekend. I'm going to challenge you. I want to see that thing pop up this weekend to kind of kick off the 12-hour live show cycle for this year. So also joining us, who's supporting us in that Ship to Shore 5K greatly, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday, Pam.
Happy Friday, and we are so happy to. I'm happy to be part of the medal this year. That's kind of a cool thing. Thanks to Phil for making that happen for us and for approaching me with that whole thing. That was it's an awesome opportunity, and we're just so glad to be a part of it. It's a pleasure, and so looking forward to the live show this year. I can't believe we raised like $30,000 last year. That like floors me, really and truly. So anyway,
and the reason I just want to say, I know our goal is $17,000. We wanted to make sure that we hit our goal. So I mean, we're really hoping that we hit that. So that's why we didn't make it like, you know, $30,000+, even though we raised that last year. We're being cautiously optimistic. So
exactly, yeah. We're not trying to get greedy. We're just trying to do what we can. Honestly, if we go above and beyond, that'd be incredible. But we're just humbled. I mean, it's amazing, because we just are three people that love to talk Disney. And it's when you can do a little bit of good, that's pretty amazing.
And I'm just going to tell you, here's a little preview of one of the auction things that I've been putting together for this. And this might be something that folks are interested in. You know those luggage tags that people are so excited about that they get when they book a vacation package?
Yes.
They come in all these different colors. Well, guess who has one in every color? And I'm going to be auctioning off a set of them.
So that's awesome.
Start thinking about it, because it's going to happen.
That's awesome.
You know what we should do? Yeah. We should autograph all these old magic bands I have here on the mic boom. And that'll get us about a quarter. It might get us a quarter to keep them.
Just a quarter.
As soon as we ride on them, they're like, we don't want them. Sorry, you just messed up a good, perfectly fine magic band. Anyway,
Steve, you know he crafts.
That's true. That picture came up on a memory last week. Photos. Like it said, like 2 years ago, and I was like, "Oh, there's the Steve Forrester signature magic band with the stick guy."
I'll have him put together some kind of pack that includes those. So
you should.
That'd be the high bid of the day for sure. All right, so let's talk about, you know, we just wanted to keep it kind of casual here on Friday. Pam's actually arriving at Walt Disney World today. I'll be there on Monday. Ricky will be following shortly after. We're just in that stage where we're euphoric. You know, we're panicking because we're trying to pack. We're trying to get our last-minute things done with our jobs and all that stuff. But we're also just, you guys know how it is. You just want to get there. You're just so excited. Like, I've been watching YouTube videos like crazy and stuff. And we just want to talk about those things that we're personally looking forward to as far as the cruise and getting down to Walt Disney World. And I'll kick it off by saying, and this was, again, kind of fed by my friend Scott up in Michigan, who I'll be seeing down there on the cruise. I'm staying at Old Key West for the first time this trip. We're going to stay there the night before the cruise so we can all kind of, that's where we're all going to stay that night so we can share a church van over to Port Canaveral. But afterwards, we're sharing a two-bedroom villa. And so what I'm really excited for, you know, we'll talk about the cruise in a minute, but I'm super excited for getting to stay in a villa because I've never done that at Walt Disney World other than the treehouse. I did that with you guys, Pam. That was incredible. But staying at a DVC resort for a length of time where I've eaten at Olivia's a lot of times. We've visited this resort many times, but it almost feels to me, and I, again, have never stayed there, it feels like a golf course gated Florida type old Florida community. And so I want to get in on that. You know, I want to live basically like in air quotes, the DVC life for a few nights and see what it's like, you know, enjoy the community hall and eat at Olivia's again and have that great hamburger thing. It's so awesome. But, you know, just take it in, do my morning runs at Old Key West by the golf course, by the Sescoula River. You know, it's just, there's so much about it. Listen to the music. And the reason I thought about this is that Scott put together an Apple Music playlist with all the stuff they play at Old Key West. And it's just such a cool vibe. It's so laid back. It's so just Florida. And I love Florida. You know, that's my thing. I just love it. So I cannot wait. It's not to get to the parks. It's more like the morning when the sun's coming up and I decide to go out for a run at Old Key West. Like, I've never done that, but I can imagine it's just got to be so gorgeous and tranquil, you know, because it's on a golf course. So that's one of the things that I can't stop thinking about. I'm obsessed with that. So let me get to Ricky. Ricky, what are you looking forward to? What were some of those things?
You know, a lot of the things are actually cruise related because I obviously, you know, just was lucky enough to be down there with Pam for, you know, Memorial Day weekend. So we really got to do a lot of the newer things that are out that I would have been excited about. So one of the things that I'm actually really excited about with the cruise is the fact that for the first time ever, ever, I am staying in a veranda. So I got my fiscally responsible husband to actually go for this. Actually, it was his suggestion, which quite surprised me. But we are staying in a veranda room. And so I'm very excited about getting to experience that lifestyle because usually I'm in an inside cabin and I've had the magical porthole every time I've been on a cruise. So I haven't even had a real porthole. I've had a magical one.
Hey, man, if you're going to have a porthole, you want it to be magical. That's all I got to say.
Exactly. I mean, as great as the magical porthole is, I'm excited to actually have a real view of the ocean instead of a projected view of the ocean. So, and not only is it going to be a view of the ocean, but I can stand out there and smell the ocean from my room. So that will be nice. And I'm very, very, very much so because of this, I've actually never, ever in the entire time I've done Disney cruise, I've never had room service. And so I think that I'm very looking forward to getting room service and sitting out on my back patio veranda and enjoying a cup of coffee in the morning and just sitting out and looking at the ocean. And I think, or whatever port we're at or whatever, like, I cannot wait. Like, that sounds like paradise to me. And of course it is paradise because hello, you're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. But yeah, that is so what I'm looking forward to. Just having a cup of coffee in the morning, probably in my pajamas and, you know, just looking out and seeing everything. I'm so excited about that. Maybe having a book too. You know, that'd be nice too. So no,
you know what? I know. Let them give you a tip though, because again, you know, we can throw in some tips here. It is, you know, we try to give some advice, not just
us trying to be helpful, excited,
but
every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then. Bring some cash though, because when you do room service, you're going to want to tip the guy. And I, you know, like the ship's like a cashless society, and you're like, oh god, I got to tip the guy. So make sure you just, you know, because you got to tip the porters too. So, you know, bring like some small bills.
Yeah, that's something I've been thinking about. I got to go to the bank and make sure I get some small ones and stuff like that. Yeah, I've definitely already thought about that.
Dude, you could tip him a five. It wouldn't kill you if you order a lot of room service. But well, I mean, if you want to tip the guy a buck, it's okay. I'm not going to say anything.
Well,
it's all you.
Makes me sound cheap. Thanks. I remember I just said I live with a fiscally responsible man. So.
That's how you pay for the veranda. You only tip the guy $1 and you walk the length of the ship with like, you know, six trays. I know how you roll. Whatever. Can't take it back now. It's on tape. All right, Pam, what are you looking forward to?
So I'm honestly just looking to see the Fantasy again. It's been a couple of years since I've been on her. Actually, the Fantasy is probably my favorite ship in the fleet, although I like all of them for different reasons. I really prefer the larger ships just because it helps keep my family happy. They like to be doing different things, and I think the different ships offer more opportunities for that. I think it just has so many things to offer, like the Star Wars Command Post. I think it's just so awesome for kids. And you can bet on that first day that we get on the ship, I will be checking that out. Let me just say.
Yes.
As well as the Marvel, you know, Superhero Academy. And in addition, I'm looking to the things that are exclusive only to the Fantasy, like especially the new Sweet on You, little ice cream and...
Spending a small fortune at Tiffany.
I will be having my husband purchase something for me at Tiffany on the ship. It will be happening.
Your birthday is right there. So.
I know. We sail on my birthday. The first night is my birthday.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I've already said, look, because I have a thing for sterling silver jewelry, which is one of the things that Tiffany is very famous for, in addition to engagement rings, which I don't even wear the engagement ring he bought me, so I can't really justify a new one, but I do like sterling silver, so that's one of the things that Tiffany is famous for, so that will be happening. And I love the spots on Fantasy. I really appreciate what the Fantasy has to offer. And I just can't wait to see it. I know that Hannah and Paige have planned 8 million different things, especially having the veranda between our cabin, your cabin and our cabin open, how much time they're going to spend out there, whatever. I'm like, girls, whatever makes you happy, because it is their vacation as well. And, you know, there's lots of things that people that age are going to do. But, you know, the other thing I think that I find that's really cool is that Hannah and Paige and lots of other people, too, that are on the cruise, we're talking about, like, bringing games to play, like, on the ship. And I love that. I love it, love it, love it. Because it really just shows how much fun and how much people are anticipating doing things together as a group. That's a really, really cool thing. And I think the fact that we have such a community that loves to just hang out together, regardless of where we are, is really a credit to the community. And I've just made so many friends in this community. It's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. My next one, kind of piggybacking on that, is that one of the things I'm so looking forward to, because we've been putting in a lot of work, especially over the last month, kind of, you know, finalizing things for the cruise, you know, really tightening up the itinerary, the events we're going to do, the special kind of stuff each day. Because, it's a balancing act. We don't want to get in the way of anybody's cruise experience with Palo reservations, Remy, you know, shore excursions, all that kind of stuff. But we also want to make it fun and have opportunities for events with everybody getting together, you know, the kids and the adults and so forth. And one of the things that I really enjoy, now this being the fourth time, I know that it's coming and I'm excited for this. I was a basket case the first time and the second time especially, is that time where you arrive at Port Canaveral. You know, you have the cruise in front of you. And as I'm always one to get there super early. And that's why Scott and I are great friends. You know, we'll probably be at the port when the sun comes up. We're crazy like that. Even though you can't get in, we'll be sitting in the parking garage like, what are we doing? We could be, you know, sitting at breakfast at Old Key West. But anyway, we'll get there. And the thing is, as you get in, you know, you start to go into the terminal there and you do your check-in process. What happens is, and especially for this sailing, that there's a lot of folks who've sailed before with us, and it's almost like a family reunion starts to take place within the terminal itself. People that haven't seen each other for a while are hugging and catching up, and, you know, everybody's giddy because we're getting ready to go on a cruise for a week on the Disney Fantasy. Like, it's going to be amazing. And like Pam, Ricky, and I know some of the special things we're going to be doing. And so I'm excited for everybody to get those experiences. But it just, it's hard to say, but it fills my heart knowing that this many people care about each other and just, you know, take this opportunity to sail together. Because cruising, I've said this so many times, Pam, you say it also, cruising is so much better with friends just because of the environment you get to experience, you know, dance parties and game shows and dinners. And when you have a lot of folks to really bounce ideas off of, like you said, you know, playing games, you know, over pizza and burgers or ice cream at, you know, 11:30 at night on the back of the ship or the front of the ship. It's fun, you know, so that's my time. Like when we hit Port Canaveral, we start to check in, everybody's getting ready to go through those Mickey ears and get on the Fantasy. I love that. I love seeing everybody come together knowing that we have a week together and there's going to be no distractions other than having fun and just living life to the fullest. So I can't wait. I love that time. You won't be able to wipe the smile off my face. I just, unless my kid's acting crazy, then I probably won't be smiling for a few minutes. But let's knock on wood that doesn't happen this time. We'll see. I never know. So, yeah, I can't wait to get to Port Canaveral with everybody. So, Ricky, what else are you looking forward to?
Well, I kind of going along with you, you know, how you said it is a family reunion, and it really is. You know, we've a lot of us have been cruising together for, you know, a while, and now we've got some new people who are coming with us too. So, you know, we're excited to welcome you guys into the, you know, the cruise family as well. And you know, it's just that really camaraderie is really there, and it's apparent, like you said, from the first few minutes that you, like, when you're waiting for the ship. But one of the times that I really love our camaraderie is, you know, sitting on the deck, deck 11, you know, at the end of the night, and we're all together. You know, it's really an informal thing. Like, it's not like it's a stressful thing or, you know, like everybody has to do these specific things while they're there. You know, it's totally informal. And we talk, and we talk about the day, and we just laugh and joke, and we'll play games. And that's really what I'm looking forward to, like playing games and really just hanging out with everybody when it's just chill and everybody is done for the day. And you just really get to just be with each other and be in each other's company. And that's one of my favorite things about the cruise. You know, we started this as kind of, I think it was just sort of a whim type thing of, oh, hey, a bunch of people, you know, met up accidentally, you know, on the 11th deck. And now we're doing this, you know, every night. It's not something that you have to come to every night. So, you know, you don't have to feel obligated to come every single night either. But, you know, it's just a way for the family to come together and get together and be, you know, it really is a family. We're not joking when we say it's a family. So, you know, we're excited to invite new members and also see some of our, you know, existing family members too.
That's it. But don't wear a Wedway Radio shirt like Mike Bankhead did last time, because that picture popped up in my memories too the other day. I'm like, why do I have that weird look on my face? And why am I pointing at Mike? And I was like, oh, that's when he wore the Wedway Radio
shirt. Wearing a Wedway
shirt. I loved it. I know. That was the funniest thing ever. I loved Mike. That was awesome. Good. Just be careful. Tread lightly on those things. I'm just saying. Anyway. Because, you know, I could get you to walk the plank. I'm pretty tall. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Pam, what else? What are we looking forward to here soon?
So something else that I'm really looking forward to is to be back in Pandora. I know I just got back from there not too long ago, but I actually really love and appreciate this new space in Disney's Animal Kingdom. Besides the attractions, which I really enjoy both of them, the other thing I'm really looking forward to is being there again at night, and I'm going to be taking advantage of those extra magic hours that they're allowing us to, you know, keep going and going and going to through the end of August. They're going to have extra yeah. magic hours at Animal Kingdom through, well, mid-August at this point is what they're saying. So I really appreciate that, because I think that's really when Pandora comes alive. The bioluminescent, the, you know, just everything about that location is awesome. And I'm going to say, I'm looking forward to eating another meal at Satouli Canteen.
Oh,
because
yes.
It was really, really good. And looking forward to doing that again. It just was a solid counter service location. And actually, I wish I had a little more information, like the recipes for those sauces that they give you.
Yes, I'd that be garlic that herb sauce. Yes.
Very good. Yeah. So anyways, that was awesome. So I'm looking forward to experiencing that again, because there's just, you know, something new at Disney. You feel like you got to just keep going back to it again and again and again.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. You know, we're staying at French Quarter for, you know, before the cruise, except for that last night before we get on the ship. So we're all kind of at Old Key West. And, you know, just the other day I was out running, and obviously I listen to my podcast when I'm running, all my other favorites. And Matt and Kevin did a great show on the 3028 about the resort pools around Walt Disney World. It was really well done, kind of given the pluses and the minuses and who would like this kind of pool better and which ones they think are the top 10 and so forth. And they really dove into it. But that's making me excited for staying at French Quarter, because one, French Quarter has a pool that is very accessible within the resort. Of course, French Quarter is a compact, tight resort itself, so you don't have to walk very far. But also, we've always enjoyed the Old Man Island pool at Riverside. And because those are sister resorts, we can go back and forth. And I haven't swam as much as I want to the last couple of trips. So I want to take advantage of getting in the pools. That's something I used to do. You know, like when you first start going to Walt Disney World, I think that you're more likely to do things like swimming. I think that over the last like maybe 2 to 3 years, I started checking things off my list and not spending. While I enjoyed my times at the resorts, I didn't like get in the pools and I didn't take advantage of that kind of things. So I want to slow it down, do some swimming at French Quarter, do some swimming at Riverside, and really enjoy that aspect of vacation, because it is July. And you know, I don't know, like right now, again, we're a week out. I don't feel like battling huge crowds. I'd rather be in a swimming pool and having fun, because Mallory loves that. Paige loves, you know, Pam's happy with that. Like my whole family could be just as happy by the swimming in a swimming pool that's very themed at the resort than, you know, fighting the crowds at 3 o'clock at the Magic Kingdom. One sounds better than the other right now. So that's
100%.
I'm looking forward to swimming. So because I haven't really done that lately. And it's, but you know what? Night swimming. I love night swimming. I love that. That's because I get burned pretty easy. So when you see me on the cruise, you'll know why. I have the biggest farmer's tan, because I'm always out like running, but I always have a shirt on. So when I take my shirt off, I'm like, whoo, there's my shirt. That guy is white. All right. So Ricky, give us one more. What else are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to give you two. So I'm cheating.
No, go ahead.
Because I want to give one Walt Disney World one. And then I want to give one, cruise line one. One of the things that I know that it's actually Brian's list. It's Brian, the thing that Brian is looking forward to. We've actually had this conversation. He is looking forward to seeing Happily Ever After. He hasn't seen it yet. I went and saw it without him, with my brother. So I know that Happily Ever After, the new fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom, is something that he's already kind of requested that we actually see. So because it's so fascinating and so fabulous, and spectacular, really is spectacular. I know that that's something that both of us are looking forward to experiencing.
Stand in the heat and sweat.
He says, stand in the heat and sweat in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the experience.
Yeah, that's part of the experience. So that's definitely one of the things that he's looking forward to. I know he doesn't sound like it now, but, you know, I mean, he did tell me that that was something he was looking forward to earlier in the week. So while he may be regretting that choice at the moment. But the other thing that I'm really looking forward to, and this definitely relates back to the cruise, is I am going to Remy for the first time ever. Pam has convinced me to go to Remy. I'm a little terrified of going to Remy because I am a very picky eater. But I'm going to trust her in the fact that it is delicious. So
I promise.
So I'm looking forward to trying some different things at Remy, and an experience that I never thought I would be at. But I guess since I will never go to Victoria and Albert's, or I guess I shouldn't say never, because you never want to say that. But, you know, I more than likely will never go to Victoria and Albert's. So this is my Victoria and Albert's light experience, I guess I should say. So I'm very excited about trying some grown-up food at Remy.
Pam, who is this girl sailing on the Disney Fantasy in a veranda stateroom eating at Remy? What is this?
Right? I know. So it'll be, you know, it'll be, in fact, Ricky, you know, in just a little bit of time from now, from when we're recording this in particular, we will be at Remy. So yes. That's the fun thing. It is cool. It really will be a new experience, and I'm sure that you will like it. So
I hope I'm not coming back and saying, what were you thinking, Pam?
You know what I'm looking forward to? My attire on formal night. Wait, I'm
no!
so caught. Wait, do you see?
Goodness. Too funny.
Oh yeah, it's not bought, it's rented. Let me just say that.
My goodness. Yes.
I'll be protecting the president. All right, just go ahead. Pam, what's another thing you're looking forward to?
So I am really looking forward just to, this will be Han's first cruise as a over 21 year old. So I think that's really interesting that she'll get to have some of the experiences that we have in terms of she'll be at mixology. Hello.
Oh.
You want something to scare you off your chair?
I'll
be at the mixology
so
class.
So Han can drink all my beverages that I'm not drinking. That's it. We'll figure out who's going to be drinking those.
No, yeah. I already registered for her own. So that
that's okay. I have extra because I'm not drinking mine.
I had Ricky's last podcast cruise because she slept in up at the rainforest room. And
I did. Mike got a little tipsy.
Yeah, I don't even ever drink, and I had to drink yours. Because I was sitting at the end of the bar, but the guy kept sliding them down to me because he kept making extras. I'm like, knock it off.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm sending these my way. Yeah.
Too funny. But yeah, so I mean, that's really fun. But I'm also, you know, just glad that she'll get to do some of those things that we've done in the past. And, you know, she just really hasn't had the opportunity to do. So that's a really cool thing. And really, you know, one of the things that I always just enjoy is really getting to spend time, not just with our friends, but with, you know, your family too. Every, you know, day to day, there are so many things that kind of impact your ability to just focus on your family. And of course, when you're on vacation, I think that gives you an opportunity to do that in a way that you just can't at home. So,
so true. So true. Well, you know what? We're getting ready to get out of here very soon. So safe travels to you, Pam, because I know you're headed down today. You'll be arriving. So
thank you.
We'll see you soon. And it's really, I mean, to be honest, it's exciting for Pam, Ricky, and I because we do the show every week and we talk, you know, via text and social media all the time. But, you know, to get face to face is really special for us, too, you know, because we never get that as well. So I can't wait to see you guys. And it's going to be fun. And here's what I want. I'm going to put this up on the Facebook group. Ricky, don't forget, we can put this up, you know, maybe Friday morning so we can carry it through the weekend. Because one of the things I love reading about and hearing about is what the next person is looking forward to on their next trip. Because it could be something so trivial as, like, I haven't had a Mickey bar in 7 years, you know, and that's what you're looking forward to. Or, you know what? Here's another example like that. Mike Remmel, my buddy that just moved to Florida on the Lizards, he was holding up it was a jalapeno cheese pretzel. Like a pretzel from the lunching pad that has the jalapeno cheese. Like, I'm looking forward to that. Like, who goes to Disney for that? Like, you pay thousands of dollars. I'm looking forward to a pretzel. Are you kidding me? But I am. You know, so I love stuff like that. So put it on the Facebook group. We'll kind of just drop in one or two things that you're looking forward to. It's just kind of fun to escape, you know, for the weekend. What are people looking forward to on the next trip? So let's do that on Facebook. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So, you know, when you have a need to travel to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sail with the Disney Cruise Line, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. 2018 is now available, and we have increased incentives for you to get going right away before July 20th. That's the day we landed on the moon. I didn't think about that. Does that have something to do with the promotion, Pam? You got a book before Apollo 11
book
touchdown.
Before we land on the moon again.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. No, don't say that because I'll be forever from now. Good Lord. We're never going back. It's killing me. Anyway, don't get into politics, Mike. Let's just talk about booking travel. MagicForLess.com. They have all the great specials, increased booking bonuses for 2018 packages that qualify. So just what I want you to do over the weekend, drop by the MagicForLess.com, check out the specials, and fill out that free no obligation quote with your possible dates for 2018. We'll see what's out there. Availability is super high right now. So if you're looking for a particular, you know, unique room type or, you know, a resort that fills up quickly during a certain time of the year, like Epcot area resorts during food and wine, now's the time to get on that. The deposit's totally refundable. No reason not to book. So just drop by the magicforless.com today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're also brought to you by Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, give Drew Baker a call at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look them up online at AmeriPrizeAdvisors.com/Drew.Baker. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and drop by the Facebook group at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And please do support the show every time you shop online. Go through BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. It really helps out, costs you nothing extra. It is a really easy way to support everything we do here on the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. All right, time to get out of here and cut you loose for the weekend. But we'll be back again on Monday with another trip report to kick off your week the right way. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.